Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And yeah, we actually have a full, I think this is the first time we've had four in a while.
You're welcome, Internet.
Yeah, Dalton's been taking breaks, and then last week somebody else took a break.
I was here last week.
We just didn't have Mandy or Lindsay last week.
And then two weeks
before that, we didn't
I was
have
in
you.
Indiana, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, on with the stories for the day. So Chilling Adventures of Sabrina came out. We talked about that, I think, last week's show, because I had finally watched an episode of it, and I think it had released the week before that. Anyway, I have finished it now. It's really good. Highly recommend checking it out. The Satanic Temple, the actual one, is less excited about it, and this fly is just
It should be dead. It's cold out. Die.
Well, yeah. Soon.
This thing is just everywhere. Get away. Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to have to act like it's not here. I know it's going to be really difficult, but we're going to have to act like it's not here.
Well, basically, I mostly wanted to bring it up because I know people heard Mandy hit her microphone.
Uh-huh.
And it's not Mandy's fault. It landed literally right on her microphone, which is inches from her mouth.
Ah.
They're full of protein. Next time it happens, she'll go
Hell
in.
Hell no.
All right, well, I'm trying to help.
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So the Satanic Temple... in the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, the school, the witchcraft school, has a statue of Baphomet. I think
it's Baphomet, the goat head.
Yeah, which I guess
super important note. I only know that because that was in Kevin Smith's Cacophony.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, he was like ended up being Robin for a little bit, and then ended up being the bad guy.
I just wasn't sure what the pronunciation was.
Random facts of
what was like Bahamut.
Things.
No, I've always called it Baphomet. I mean, Kevin Smith called it Baphomet.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the
I'm not willing to, like, argue it. That's just... that's
not a hill I'm going to die on.
Yeah, as, like, reading it, that's how it's always been in my head.
Yep. So... Oh, this fly.
See, it's not bothering me. It's on my hat right now. We're good. We're buddies. Me and Tony. His name's Tony.
So anyway, they have a statue of that in the school in Sabrina, and it looks a whole lot like you guys may remember a news story that went a while back about the Satanic Temple... putting a statue of Baphomet in a public location. It was a very detailed, very expensive statue, and apparently they threw a copyright on it. So in Sabrina, the statue is pretty similar. Not identical, but pretty similar. The big thing is it's got the statue that they have set up at the Satanic Temple has two children in front of it, a boy and a girl. And the one in Sabrina has the same thing. So now the leader of that Satanic Temple is suing Netflix, or filing anyway, a $50 million lawsuit against Netflix over copyright infringement.
And then Netflix is like, poof, chump change. Or they're going to fight it, one of the two. What are they doing?
Honestly, yeah, no, the Satanic Temple doesn't have the money to fight Netflix. The lawsuit's going to get thrown out, because if you look at the picture of them side by side, the statues are definitely different enough that it's not an exact replica.
Wasn't there also a different, like, more to that? Wasn't it, like, that was one part of it? The other part is it was, like, they were giving the Satanic Church a bad name?
Yeah, well...
Which, because no, like, you laugh, but legitimately, no, the Satanic Church is not is an atheist organization.
Yeah, they don't actually praise Satan.
They don't actually worship Satan. They don't believe Satan exists. They believe Satan doesn't exist, as in they don't, you know, believe in God. So their whole shtick is to go around and kind of like, hey, so you want to put a statue of the Ten Commandments on a courthouse, on a government property? Well, here's our guy. If you're going to represent one, you need to represent the others too.
Right.
So, and like, they also do like a lot of stuff with charity. Like the fact that they are
this up in arms about this.
The fact that they are suing over it is real weird, and that's what makes me think that, like,
they just need some cash. Because
again, I haven't seen Sabrina, so I don't know if like all of this, like the Church of Satan in this show are like the bad guys. And they're like, hey, maybe don't paint us in that light.
Well, because basically,
which even then, I don't think you can really.
Because the way they have
that's
it set
a defamation
up,
at that point, right?
Maybe,
well, but it's a religion, like, yeah. Because basically, it the way it works in Sabrina, they do believe in Satan,
right,
and that Satan exists.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not like, they are Satanists, but it's just all the witches and warlocks,
mm-hmm.
And it's not so much like that they believe in Satan as in this universe, Satan is very real, and witches sign their book in exchange for their power. And, like, you actually see Satan a time or two in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
What's Satan look like?
About what you think.
More or less handsome than the D-bag boyfriend from Dexter.
Also, I need you to realize that I'm picturing Satan from South Park. Does he look like that?
It looks a whole lot like Baphomet.
Oh, well, that's a bummer. I was hoping from Satan from South Park.
At least a couple of times you see him. And then the other times, like, you hear him talk through other people. Like, that happens. Like, it's a real good show, folks. But the point is, it's very different. But, yeah, that was one of his things where, like, he's suing over the copyright infringement.
Okay.
But he wants to make it known that he's also upset about, like, basically defamation of character. They called it
misrepresentation?
Like, fear-mongering against, you know, the satanic church. But it's like there's not really anything. Your whole existence is set up to just kind of like go against Christianity.
And like I had a manager at a place I worked at that he like legit had the card and everything. Like he showed me the book and the whole nine because like I don't care. And I was like, oh, so it's just like it's very like the way I like to describe it is Christianity without the God, where it's like, hey, just don't be a jerk to people. Like that's kind of like their whole mission statement.
Yeah, no,
and like it's just like it's really weird that that's kind of like their mission statement, but they're like, "Hey, you misrepresented us in this show about witches." But even though we use Satan,
yeah.
I mean, no, if they get paid, good on them. But like, it's kind just, of a jerk move.
It's just really weird. Like, what I really hope is that all of this is just their method of getting people to look into like their church, because honestly, if you look at like I think they call it like the 10 pillars or the 10 tenets, I don't remember what they call it, of the satanic church.
Yeah. Tenets, I think.
If you look at that, like if Jesus saw that, he'd be like, yeah I'm good. Cool with that.
Also, I need it very known, because I need one, like I don't need one more thing for my mom to resent me. I'm not part of the satanic church.
No, I don't think anybody at this table is.
Yeah.
But what,
like, because I know I'm showing a good amount of like knowledge about it. I'm not a member. Just because, like, if somebody tells Debbie, is going to be over for me.
You can know about things and not be a part of it,
right?
Like I'm relatively familiar with World War II, but that I'm not a Nazi.
Yet.
That's an interesting jump. You could have just gone with like I'm pretty familiar with white nationalism, but I'm not a Nazi.
I mean, yeah, or that. Like,
because then you would be a time traveler.
If someone goes to your mom and is like, Dalton knows a lot about a thing, he's one of those, then I feel like your mom is smart enough to be like, okay, shut up.
I feel like I'd get a text. Derek, don't do it.
Especially, yeah, with them questioning your faith already, but that's for a different show. The point is, I really hope that this is just like a publicity stunt. To, like, you have everybody look into it and maybe realize that they don't actually praise Satan, though there do exist, and that's the really confusing thing, Satanists that praise actual Satan.
And this also isn't, like, this is a bad way to, like, make people think that you're a super chill, like,
really is.
Not dirtbag organization by filing a giant lawsuit,
especially
if it ends up to be frivolous.
I also fell real hard down this rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. Like, I spent a good probably 45 minutes, like, going through Twitter and different articles about it, because I was just, I couldn't stop myself. I was very curious about everyone's thoughts on the matter. And it turns out, like, minus a couple of people that are very vocal, most of the other, like, Satanists in that particular, Dalton keeps putting air quotes for some reason. Anyway. Yeah, the like of that particular group of Satanists are, you know, calling this dude out. It's like, I mean, our whole thing is to kind of like be chill and let people do what they want.
Right.
You know, what? So what exactly is this about? I don't know. Apparently that guy, like the leader of that particular Satan temple or satanic temple, is just kind of a douche, which does not even a little bit surprise me.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, look at other religions. Clearly, like, you know, people in a place of authority are totally on the up and up.
Yeah, always.
That's what they're doing. It's all a ploy. They're like, no, yeah, we're just as corrupt as all the other ones. I take it back. It's brilliant. Good on you.
And then I saw another guy that was, like, one of the guys that I saw defending it was just a real, character. I'm going to go with character.
Was it the Notice Me Senpai dude?
No.
Oh, I love him.
Is he the one filing the lawsuit?
No.
Oh. Then why are we talking about this? Next story.
Next story, indeed. Disney streaming service. We finally got some more news about that from Disney. Looks like it is officially going to be called Disney Plus, which...
Because they used every other Disney ever.
Can't PlayStation be like,
I was gonna say,
that's our thing?
Interesting choice.
Yeah, I mean, like...
PlayStation Plus?
It's really difficult to trademark, like,
a word like
anything
that.
Plus.
Well, and it's not even those... It's because it's not Disney and then spelled out Plus. It's just, it's the
plus,
plus
sign.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So
Disney T.
Yeah, it's... It's an interesting choice. That was a bold move, Disney, but really, I don't think that they could have named it incorrectly to a point where it would make people not.
I was getting ready to say, like, it's Disney. Your mama's so fat. Like, people are still going to buy it.
Oh, right. I would. Even more reason.
Yeah, no, there's nothing they could name it that was really going to hurt their business model.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's whatever.
Disney, repeal women's suffrage. I feel wrong giving you my credit card information, but Moana's on there now.
It's like, the Moana month.
I really want to see The Mandalorian.
And yeah, in addition to The Mandalorian, that was actually something I forgot to put on there. Did you hear they cast Carl Weathers for The Mandalorian?
No. Neat.
Yeah, we have no idea for what.
They got a stew going.
But he's going to be in it. And that excites me because I love me some Carl Weathers. But anyway, also for Disney Plus, though, that you're on Disney repeal women's suffrage, there's going to be a Rogue One prequel series announced.
These Disney lawsuits for us are going to get worse and worse, guys.
They're going to have our money. It's fine. One way or the other.
They're going to make us buy Disney repeal women's suffrage.
Make us. Especially like if they're going to keep doing this kind of stuff. Because like I said, so we're getting a Rogue One prequel series, which, yes, please, everything about Rogue One.
I mean, Rogue One's the best Star Wars movie, but I don't know if I need a prequel to it.
It depends on what they do.
Because it's about Cassian, and he was my least favorite.
Oh. Part of that movie. I didn't realize that was the focus.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to be some more focus on some of the other more interesting characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah. All right. Well, less excited for that, but whatever. We're getting a Loki TV show.
Yeah, that's because we've had rumors about it, but yep. now they did a press conference where they confirmed all of these things. So we're getting we're getting more Star Wars Clone Wars is continuing in some capacity.
They're just giving us the last season.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay. And then The Mandalorian was officially confirmed, which we knew ahead of, but they started talking about it, and same thing with this Tom Hiddleston
movie.
Loki series, which again, stop talking about stuff until Avengers 4 comes out.
Yeah, because I was actually just going to bring that up.
Piece of trash company.
I
because
was really
unless
afraid
it
was going to
be a prequel story, which it could be, like Loki's lived for a long time before these movies,
and it could be. And if it's going to be, I want them to say that.
Yeah. Same.
Because right now, all I'm thinking is it's in current timeline of, like, the things we're getting. And
Because that basically just kind of confirms for us that, you know, that's one thing being undone from
that
Avengers
Infinity War
3.
Just didn't matter at this point.
Yeah. It was a wonderful film that was fun to watch, but with zero consequences.
It's like, I very much enjoyed the 6 months surrounding Infinity War.
Why can't it just be a separate TV show in a different universe?
I mean, it could be, but Disney's not DC. Or
yep.
Warner Brothers?
Yeah, my boyfriend just gave me that. What the heck, look? And no,
about to say,
no,
peanut,
stop.
Peanut Gallery just gave us a hard pass without saying it.
To me only. That's fine.
I mean, you're the only one that suggested the idea.
I stand my ground.
I want you to know you just threw out a really Dalton idea right there.
That came from Dalton.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You should be really ashamed.
It is a little bit of a bummer because I personally was sure that they weren't going to make that a permanent thing, but I still kind of liked the but maybe, but now that but maybe is erased entirely.
Yeah, until they actually just come out and say that, oh yeah, no, this is a
prequel series or
mm-hmm.
or another universe.
Delete.
Dear Lord. I'm done.
No, that is a that is a 444 on Mandy. No.
Good Lord. Why did I even come tonight?
Three of us are at least doing it audibly. One person just straight up.
They can probably feel the glare.
Yeah. Because that's the only reason I look. It's like I could sense it. It's not even at me this time.
So, yeah, Disney Plus is going to launch late 2019. We don't know exactly when, just...
Yeah, we don't have a price point or anything before yet. I'm a little surprised it's going to be that late.
I am, too.
Like, we got like a full year, probably.
Especially, like, it would make sense if we knew that there was another Marvel Netflix show coming, but there's currently not.
Weren't they doing Punisher Season 2?
I think that was filming, but we haven't gotten anything since.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, I thought Jessica Jones Season 3 was filming, but we haven't gotten anything. But again, I might have just been making both of those facts up.
Because you want them.
Because I want them so badly. But yeah, as far as I know, like Daredevil Season 3 is hit, and that is the last Marvel Netflix show.
Is that a bummer? Like, how good was Daredevil Season 3?
Fantastic.
Okay. I'm getting a thumbs up behind you, too, so I'm assuming it's really good.
Loved it.
I'm about halfway through still, but then Red Dead came out and Call of Duty, so my Netflix time has been.
I think after I finish Titans, I'm going to finally just go watch it.
Yeah, really, you just need to do.
If you watch it, then I have to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be at the only one at the table that's not. Yeah. I'm just going to need Justin to make you watch all of them.
Just Daredevil, though, right?
All of them.
You got to watch at least Defenders for Season 3 of Daredevil to make sense.
It's going to be the race to make Jesse love us.
Which, honestly.
I'm going to win.
Which don't. Like, but, like, they're all good.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. Well, minus the first season of Iron Fist. But you can get.
I have the internet to look up the Defenders thing.
Yeah, but.
Or
Defenders
is it
was
actually good?
Defenders was good.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, Daredevil Season 1, Season 2, Defenders in Season 3. Like, if you just want to watch Daredevil, after Season 2 of Daredevil, you also have to watch Defenders, because...
Right. I'm also willing to bet that if you watch Season 2 of Daredevil, you will want to watch The Punisher.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's one that's required viewing, but...
You're going
to
want
to. But you will want to.
Same thing with, like, Jessica Jones, because Jessica Jones Season 1 and Season 2 are both incredible. And if you watch Jessica Jones Season 1, you're going to want to watch Luke Cage Season 1.
This is why I didn't dive in. This is why I watched Daredevil, and I was like, hey, guys, I watched one. Netflix. That's 1 out of 10. You're welcome.
Netflix has gone straight comic book here, where it's just like, well, yeah, but now you have to read issue insert.
Well, you don't have to, but you're going to want to.
There's a difference.
Like, I'm not saying that this is like, now I have to do this. It's,
I
need to know more about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very much what Punisher was. I need to know more about this guy. I'm going to watch more of it. And, yeah, and it's really good.
Or just watch the YouTube compilation of him just screaming.
Oh, that's
because that's funny.
It's actually the one thing I didn't like about Punisher is the... But anyway, moving past here. Kingsman 3 news. Turns out, according to Taron Egerton, he's not going to be in the movie.
Which means I don't have to worry about it.
Sad
so
day.
No Eggsy. I mean, the movie is still going to be good. And apparently he's going to be involved in future projects. He's just, for whatever reason, not involved in this one.
He's just skipping 3.
Yeah.
Kingsman 3, Season of the Witch.
Isn't it like more of the American one?
Maybe.
Oh, if it's all Channing Tatum, they got me. They got my money. All what? Anyway, see, you got my money if it's all Channing Tatum.
Because while it was brief, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
I was actually really disappointed in the amount that he was in that movie.
You like who?
I liked Iggy better.
Eggsy. I also liked Eggsy.
So
a whole
pretty,
lot.
I can't say his name.
That's how pretty he is.
Yeah, no, like I love Eggsy. I love those movies. Like they are my John Wick. Kingsman is to me what John Wick is to Asa.
And
John
Justin. Wick.
Apparently,
and Justin too. All right, Justin just got extra points in my book
because John Wick is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kingsman is also really good. But anyway, so Kingsman 3, Taron Egerton is just not going to be in it. Apparently, he's still in, like, he's actually still talks to.
Do other things.
Being Kingsman 4.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit this one out, guys.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't want to make more money.
And see, what I'm wondering is if, like, maybe Kingsman 3 is a prequel story. Apparently, Taron Egerton knows what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I don't think I could tell you guys why I'm not in it.
Because then they will fire me for a Kingsman 4. If they do Kingsman 3 and it's a prequel, I'm going to be really annoyed. Because, like, Call it something else.
No, I mean, we don't know the tagline, though.
Right.
Because it's probably, like, the tagline will probably have something to do with what it is.
Because yeah. even, like, Kingsman 2 wasn't called Kingsman 2.
It was called the Golden Circle.
Right. So I very, because I would, like, that is actually something that I would prefer. Like, instead of just another direct sequel, I would love to get more into the history of that organization.
Right.
Because that's the kind of, because, like, it similar to John Wick, like, it has this, like, set of rules and this world built into it mm-hmm. that is done enough that it's like, oh, yes, I do want to know what else is happening here. Like, where did this come from? How did this start? Yeah. So, like, give me more of that world building. So if we get a prequel and it's about stuff like that and it ties into that, all on board.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. And I think that's what, when they talked about doing a prequel movie, because a prequel movie apparently is happening,
mm-hmm.
or at least a movie set before the first Kingsman movie. But I don't know if that's this one coming up, or it's just a future project, or what.
That said, I don't necessarily want, like, the Harry story.
Yeah.
Like, I want Merlin.
We have everything we need to know about Harry.
And Merlin, too. Like, I want to go farther back. Also, the fact that, like, those actors played those roles so well, it's going to be the, like, you're not Harry.
Yeah.
Which, granted, you know, it's not like Solo, where you have that level of attachment spanned over decades that that movie faced. But I still think you're going to get
5 years.
Yeah, you're still going to get people like, come on.
Right, right. No, absolutely.
He's right there.
Like, you could just put him in, like, you know, you just do some CG stuff. But anyway, yeah, no, I would definitely like to be a little bit earlier, or maybe even like some history on the Statesmen, the American ones. Like, I would be into that too.
All
like,
Channing all day. I would.
Or they could put Channing in all of the trailers, and then like put him in like 6 minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
that's honestly all I need. Because
that was a bait and switch.
It really was.
And I was not very pleased with that.
I was pretty upset about it when I watched it in theaters, but I was like, no, I get it. It was supposed to be more about the Kingsmen and less about the Statesmen.
Which is fine. Like, I'm not upset that they chose that focus. It's just how prominently he was featured in all of the advertising versus the just like, okay, bye, guys. Have fun on adventures.
Yeah, I don't know who was behind those trailers, but I'm upset with them.
Someone who knows Channing Tatum sells tickets.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, yeah.
Fair.
I'm not saying it was a bad call. Just
it upset you.
I mean, they didn't get any money from me because we watched it at your house, but
yeah.
Yeah, with the they got plenty of money from me.
It's anytime okay. I'm seeing the Blu-ray like of both movies together at like Best Buy or Walmart, I'm like, I want to watch them again. I really do.
They're so good.
And I'm sure the behind the scenes stuff is also really good because I'm that guy. But it's hard to get me to buy DVDs or Blu-rays because I'm correct.
I watch DVDs.
I was talking about Blu-rays.
Yeah. Okay. If it's a pretty steelbook like Moana then and Wonder Woman, I'll buy the Blu-ray.
Time.
Most of the time. Did you just time me?
Yeah, because you said steelbook and it jogged my memory, but go ahead.
No.
Okay, did you see The Incredibles 2 steelbook?
No, I missed it entirely.
It's like it's pretty cool. It's at Best Buy. I think they have like one left.
They didn't when I was there yesterday with Asa.
Oh, to get a TV.
They did it. They Don't worry did about today. It.
Oh God!
I knew it.
I might have to go back to my Best Buy tomorrow then. So anyway, yeah, Kingsman 3. No, no Taron Egerton, which is unfortunate because he is just a wonderful part of that film.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good.
And some other characters that we obviously wouldn't have anyway, assuming it's after Golden Circle.
Country Roads.
So we got a Breaking Bad movie announced. Which I don't know when this happened and how I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it was announced.
It was like this week.
Well, I don't think it was that long ago.
It was long enough ago that the only reason that I knew this was happening is because they announced that they're doing two Walking Dead movies. Two or three Walking Dead. Four? Oh, three. I can't count. They're doing three Walking Dead movies and they're all starring Andrew Lincoln.
Okay.
So it's... because I was like, oh yeah, it's the same network who, because I read that story, and I was, and then it was like, from the same network who is also doing a Breaking Bad movie. And I'm like, wait, what? Why? Don't do that.
Yeah, no, that's one of those things, like, I'm cautiously optimistic for this, because the thing is, Breaking Bad ended perfectly.
Yeah, and here's the thing, it's starring Jesse. You know what happened to Jesse after the Breaking Bad finale?
No.
Dude. Everything wonderful, because it's all up here. Well, I get to decide what happened to Jesse as he's driving away.
Yeah.
Me, I don't want to see the absolute storm of misery and pain that Vince Gilligan or whatever his name is going to put him through. I am not emotionally equipped to handle that.
Because there was a podcast that he did.
Mm-hmm.
for the last season of Breaking Bad where they talked about it. Mm-hmm. And I think he even said, he was like, oh yeah, no, like I really don't want to do anything, because if you look at everything that's happened over the course of like the 2 years or 3 years that show spanned, mm-hmm. like an actual, like, or in TV show time.
Right.
Like, yeah, no, if Jesse Pinkman gets caught by anybody, he's done.
Yeah.
Like, cop done. Mob member done. I don't want this movie. Like, they wrapped it up in a nice bow. They left it open-ended enough for me to be like, I mean, yeah, no, amazing.
And
like,
he lived happily ever after. That's what the movie is. I'm going to buy a ticket, sit my butt in the chair, and it's going to say, and it's just going to say happily ever after for 2 hours.
Yeah. So it's just going to be, it's going to be like a romantic comedy. It's like starring Aaron Paul.
What if it's just Need for Speed?
Oh, God. I like forgot about that movie.
That's what happened to him after.
he just went and got in really, really into racing cars.
It's just the entire movie of Need for Speed, but they just like, what's it called?
They just change his name to Jesse.
And like, all, like, it's just ADR. All pros. Yeah, ADR. Thank you. They just say Jesse after all of it. God, that would be great.
So yeah, well, that's happening, and it is starring Aaron Paul. He's coming back for the movie, but no, I am very much bummed about the fact that they're doing this movie after I've said it numerous times, even on this show, that Breaking Bad has one of the best endings to any TV show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that ended completely correctly.
And if you like do the look at the background of the band that played that song, like, it's almost the exact same thing where like they got really big for a minute and then just died out.
I will say, at least it is Vince Gilligan doing it.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, this isn't just like AMC found someone and they cast.
That's willing to do it.
Like, Vince Gilligan is attached to this because he's doing Better Call Saul, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has.
Okay.
Better Call Saul. And that's what I was going to point, like, as my point of optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Better Call Saul has been amazing.
But I like how they're doing that because it's a prequel and we're getting more about him. So that's like, that's great. And I very much trust Vince Gilligan. I feel like he wouldn't do this just because.
Like, it was one of those things, like, he was asked to, and he agreed to do it.
Yeah.
And I would hope that AMC wouldn't be like, well, if you don't agree to do this, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And if you don't want us pooping all over your work, you're just going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Though, then again, that may have been just an unspoken thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
They show up very Walter White-esque, just like, I mean... There's a lot of neat toys we own the property rights to. I hope you don't let us play with your toys. And then he's like, damn it. Now I got it. Now I have to do this. Also, because I was trying to see if Gilligan was the right way to say that. It is Gilligan, yeah. But Breaking Bad is 10 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a thing on my Facebook memories.
Don't like
from
that.
Like 9 or however many years ago the finale was.
It's 5
like,
years ago.
Oh, or not? Maybe not the finale. It was during the last season, and it was like, oh yeah, no. So like, it's the Emmys. So they're just gonna lower a screen so everybody can just watch Breaking Bad, right?
Oh yeah,
that's the best TV show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, you're giving awards, and well, it's Aaron.
Okay.
What,
I watched like 2 seasons of it.
Oh, it's so good. Finish it.
It got better.
All
right. It's people have highly romanticized it because of how great the last like 2 seasons were. It dips in the middle.
Yeah, that
not to where it gets bad, like how Game of Thrones fans talk about certain seasons and like Walking Dead fans talk about it, or Dexter fans. But there is a valley, but it's just a very shallow valley.
Yeah,
and then it goes mountaintop
because you have Fly episode, and then like 2 episodes later, Box Cutter, and you're like, oh, I forgot the show I was watching.
Yeah, because like Game of Thrones as an example there, that was one that when you talk about the valley, that flatlined,
mm-hmm.
and then just skyrocketed straight to Everest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I think it's season 5 is the worst season of Game of Thrones.
Okay, I forgot the show you said.
I think I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and it is atrocious. But then that's where they stopped. It's whichever season stops going with the books.
Mm-hmm.
The first season that started going after the books had finished...
Once they caught up.
Yeah. And I want to say that was season 6 is when they started, like, their writers started writing their own thing with help from George R. R. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they had control over it. That's when it just got completely incredible. And the last 2 seasons of Game of Thrones have just been holy crap amazing. Anyway, Deadpool, PG-13 movie. We talked about that a while back, like that was going to happen. We now have a title. It is Once Upon a Deadpool, 0 F's Given, and it's coming out December 12th. It will be a recap of Deadpool 2, a PG-13 version. with Deadpool reading the story Princess Bride style to
I missed all of that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, he's riding the horse with
it's Ryan Reynolds though, right?
Yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds. Okay. But he's riding the horse like in the poster.
Kids, yeah, with Fred Savage.
With Fred Savage.
Yeah.
That's who that was.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that until you said it out loud. Gee, I was wondering why Fred Savage was on the like why Wonder Years was on the horse.
I just didn't.
Jesus
pay that,
Christ!
I just didn't pay that much attention to it.
Yeah, Princess Bride style with Fred Savage, well, likely as an adult.
Hot dog.
Here's the thing.
Of course, as an adult, but
that weird like. Okay, I'm blanking on his name. But from Rogue One, where it's like, wow, he looks
Tarkin.
Oh, Tarkin.
Yeah. Oh man, what's his name?
That Tarkin technology hasn't hasn't gotten that good yet. Like smoothing out Robert Downey Jr. the night his parents died type thing.
Ooh. Yeah, that
it's
was
like Fred Savage as a child.
At least that worked because they were like, yeah, this is a simulation. Be like, that's why it looked
fair.
Effed up.
Yeah, versus like if that was meant to look real.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So that's the way this is gonna work. And honestly, like I was like, I have zero interest in the retelling of this. And they're like, well, we're gonna do a Princess style or Princess Bride style with Fred Savage. All right, I'll be there.
my thoughts on this of it's like, oh, that's a neat thing. But at this point, like anyone who is going to see, there's no, the world doesn't work in the way that I think they think it does. In that, like, oh well. Kids weren't able to see this movie. We'll put out a PG-13 version. Literally, like, the only people who are going to see this also saw the rated R movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I'm sure there will be a few people out there.
Yeah.
But, like, it's...
But the people who are that strict about, like, the people with the parents that are that strict about the rating, assuming they know what Deadpool is... And
they're not going to want to see it anyway.
Yeah, they're still not going to let them go see it.
Because the thing of it is, like, I could see... The only extra people I could see them getting would be people that saw the first Deadpool. It's just like, it was a good movie, but, man, they went over a couple lines. And they're like, I'm not going to see Deadpool 2. Like, I'm sure they're going to do a good job, but it's gross in my opinion. Like, oh, they're doing a PG-13. Well, I can at least see what happened to this character. But, like, I am speaking to a really small subsect of people.
Because I will say, like, I was one of those kids. My mom absolutely did not want me watching anything rated R. But if it was PG-13, regardless of what it was or what was in it, she was fine with
it. It's just that label. It mattered.
Yeah, that label is what matters. And I think that there's going to be, again, this is not a large percentage of the people that are watching this movie. I'm talking 5%. But they do exist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's not. It's definitely not. I don't even think it's catered towards that 5%.
Yeah.
They're just going to get that additional 5% because this premise sounds awesome.
They're
going
to spend like next to no money and make so much money. Yeah. It's
so
brilliant.
Much money.
And I love that idea of I didn't know that. Like, I completely didn't know that was a thing that was happening.
I need to figure out
because I just saw it got the tagline and it had the poster and I was like, okay, whatever.
Yep.
Night made.
It's like, oh, that's legit.
Yeah, no, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it. All right. This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Make sure to stop by there for all of your comic book needs and comic book related needs like action figures because they carry them.
And t-shirts-ish.
And t-shirts. Oh, they have manga. And they can order stuff for you, too.
Yes.
All right. Brian Michael Bendis is bringing back a fairly popular, like, cult following kind of character in Arisia Rab.
Sure.
Is that the Quardian?
Yes.
Okay, I did see that.
Yeah, she's the one that, like, Hal Jordan has a real creepy relationship with when she first appears. And she's been rehabilitated by some other writers, but I don't care enough to look into it. So I know, like, she has a cult following, but I don't know much about it other than that.
I saw the image from like Golden Age. Okay. that was a Golden Age choice.
She was in Emerald Knights as well, the Green Lantern movie. And I think she got a little bit of popularity from that. Probably because she was an attractively drawn character.
Right.
But I don't know much about it other than that. So if you were a fan of the character, I'm sorry if I'm insulting you. That's not my intent. But good news.
But Jesse just can't be bothered to care.
Brian Michael Bendis is bringing this character back. I used to love Green Lantern. Used to be like right up there with Batman for my favorite DC character. And it's just, I can't care anymore about Green Lantern. And that's a real bummer to me. But anyway, Yeah, Bendis put out a tweet that Arisha Rab is now in his phone's dictionary, which, yeah, was kind of a teaser that he's bringing the character back.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So
and I think something happened in the Hal Jordan book.
He wants some kind of, like, murder. No.
Or is about to happen.
I don't want him to go on another murderous rampage.
Because that's what you want your heroes to do.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, apparently
you know who they should bring back to, like, make everything better?
Who's that?
Kyle Rayner.
Is Rayner not around anymore?
Is he? I don't know. I don't read Green Lantern anymore.
I don't know. I dropped off of Green Lanterns a while back. I'm pretty sure he is. I don't remember. I just don't know what book he's in.
Oh. Yeah, because, I mean, there's, like, 5 Green Lantern books going right now, and I'm almost positive that Rayner's in one of them.
There's Green Lanterns, which is Jessica Cruz and
Simon Baz.
Yeah. And then there is Hal Jordan in the Green Lanterns.
Is that really all that's going right now?
I thought. Well,
good on DC for holding some self-control for once.
I thought they also had Green Lantern Corps.
That was New 50. That was New 52. I know that was New
52, yeah. But I thought they also had it in a Rebirth.
I think they were going to, but Green Lantern on.
You know what would make me buy one of those Walmart books?
What's that?
Kyle Rayner story.
They are.
I see those. I saw the Swamp Thing when I didn't buy it because I had it in my hand, and then I heard your voice in my head, and I visualized you, Andrew, and I was like, I can't buy this in good conscience. And then I looked for it today, and I was like, there's no more of them. I hate my life.
Yeah, I actually saw it there that when I was at Walmart it was a couple of weeks ago, and I saw it there. I was like, oh, I could get it. No, I will not support this business model.
That's literally what I heard you say in my head. You will not support this business model, Dalton. And then I felt like an air hit me in the back of the head really hard. Like I thought the AC was kicked on or something.
Jesse's just like smirking at home uncontrollably.
He has ears perked up and he's like, I feel like I made Dalton make a good choice from
he's like, I have the had ether. A positive impact on the world today.
Oh, screw you. I look at my gaming laptop and I was like, I haven't opened you in 4 months.
Whose fault is that?
Nintendo's because I have the Switch. And Sony's because I have a PS4. And Microsoft because Black Ops 4.
Oh, it's Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps.
Okay. Oh, that takes out those two books.
Yeah, well, I mean, that means that there's just because I thought it was also just Hal Jordan and the Green Lanterns. One. But so yeah, there's no third one, just two. Huh.
Well, good for him because, again, self-control.
Yeah, because I know, like, John Stewart is in the Justice League book.
Which, good place for him.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But... Yeah, I thought there were more. I thought there were more Green Lantern books. I know there were 5 Green Lantern books going in New 52.
Yeah,
but or at least 5 Lantern books, I guess.
Yeah, because they also did Orange and like Red and
yeah.
There was a Sinestro Corps one, I think, too.
There was.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you care about that character, she's back. DC is also moving classic titles to Black Label with new additions.
Okay.
A whole bunch of them. The list is out there, guys. But a couple of the important ones I wanted to point out. Watchmen is being re-released in Black Label, as well as Frank Miller's Dark Knight and Kingdom Come.
And those are just reprints.
Yep.
I mean, that's cool, but
with the quality and presentation that they had in Batman Damned, then if they bring that to these, like that, I would probably get them again.
But, like, what are they adding stuff, or...
Possibly.
Well, then, I don't... The Dark Knight is the... Like, Frank Miller's Dark Knight, in my opinion, is the most perfect comic book ever written. I don't want them adding anything to it.
No, but they're not going to add any, like, content to... Like, as in, they're not going to add any story or anything, or adjust the pages. But they might add, like, some interviews, some behind-the-scenes stuff. They might add, like...
Oh, well, there you go.
Improve, like, paper quality, that kind of thing.
I can read it digitally.
Yeah, well.
At that point, and have it like, I mean, it's cool. If you haven't caught this book yet, just go to Barnes & Noble and you can buy the trade for like $20.
Or Villainous Grounds.
Or Villainous Grounds. I'm sorry, I forget. That's on
or
me.
Or your local comic shop.
Yeah.
If it's not Villainous Grounds, it should be.
No Make matter it Villainous you Grounds, you cowards.
But Zane, I'm not going to expect you to drive across Zane, Kansas.
I don't want to hear your excuse.
There's PayPal.
Get to Villainous Grounds.
Just PayPal them and they ship it.
I mean, I'm just going to throw this out there. Zane, if you go to Villainous Grounds, I will buy you a burger at Mary Jane's.
We go up every other Friday.
Oh, Mary Jane's.
I can't offer you much more than that.
Same thing.
But I will
Austin
get you a
Lane.
Burger.
I'll get buy
to
you
Perryville.
A beer.
There you
we'll
go.
I'll buy you something.
Best the best. Go to the best comic shop.
So, anyway. Re-releasing in the Black Label. So if you don't have these or if you want to add them to your collection, like these are going to be really cool additions to do so. And like I said, there's going to be a whole bunch of other stuff. I know like All-Star Superman and All-Star Batman were on there. I think the list was a good like 20 or 30 classic titles.
Which cool. Like
that are being added to it. The one thing that I'm curious about with Watchmen.
Are we going to see more penis?
Because, and this is going to get a hair graphic for our younger audience, if you're out there. But spoiler alert. So we've talked about Batman Damned, and I think everybody knows by this point that Bruce Wayne's penis has entered comic book canon. We know everything about it. In The Watchmen, the original version, similar to the movie, actually, because the movie, he absolutely hangs dong. The comic book...
I was going to be saying it should be called Batman Donged, but then I was like, no, you said penis, we're going to be professional here, and then no. You said hang dong.
So, anyway, I'm wondering, are they going to censor...
Dr. Manhattan's?
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan's...
Well, no, it's blue, it's fine.
Giant blue penis.
Hashtag. I'm not going to say it. I need to be...
Then again, if I remember right, in the artwork, it wasn't as ridiculous as it was in the movie.
In the movie, it put your eye out. Good thing that was not in 3D.
And I mean, it was literally giant because at one point when you saw it, he was 300 feet tall. And
which makes
he was
it
completely
like,
naked.
If you do the conversion on it, it's like a 20-foot penis.
I need to make a correction real quick.
What's that?
There is one Green Lantern book going on right now. Hal Jordan and the Green Lanterns ended at issue number 50 back in August.
Oh.
Well, good on you, DC.
Look at that self-control.
Give me Kyle Rayner.
So I guess that's where... I want to spell the name to figure out if it's the same person I'm thinking of, but
the last name is spelled RRAB. That I can't imagine that's going to give you too many results outside of her.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not who I was thinking of at all.
Let me see a picture because I couldn't find it. Oh yeah, that's not who I was thinking either.
Anyway,
the one I was thinking of because the Quardians of the universe or whatever
is
they
the
are
one with the fin on the top of the head,
and then it's like a weird amalgamation of all the other like. It's a bunch of a. It's weird thing.
Yeah, I thought Finn on the top of the head. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, one Green Lantern book going on right now.
So yeah, that's just a really cool thing that's happening. I have no idea what the price point is going to be on them, but it's neat. All right, this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find their podcast on all of their social media links at ps2jshow.com. Check out their History of Gaming episodes. They do a new one on the last Wednesday of every month.
Also, Josh is just so delightful on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, I love him on Twitter.
I love following them.
Yeah.
I don't get on Twitter often.
Yeah, neither do I, but then I see Josh and I read it. I'm like, God, he's just a good human being.
I'll get notifications. Like, if somebody tags me, I'll get it.
Yeah.
And I'll go and see what it was. But other than that...
Because, like, we were doing a CCW thing on Twitter, and then Josh made fun of me on it. And I'm like... Oh, you're the worst, but also that made me laugh because he did the hashtag Dalton Bad TV.
Because he also, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hashtag Dalton Bad TV is one of my favorite things. So good on you, Josh.
Yeah, he's so nice. I mean, Alan, just tag me more and I'll like you. I need a reason to open that app.
Blizzard. So we talked about this last week with BlizzCon. They had that just epic fail of a final announcement. And we kind of guessed that maybe they had something else they were going to talk about for Diablo and just... At the last minute, decided they couldn't because who ends BlizzCon with that kind of an announcement?
That guy,
yeah, of a mobile game coming up. Anyway, reportedly, there was confirmed a video was made featuring Alan Adam talking about a new Diablo project. We don't know for sure that it was Diablo 4, but we know it was a new Diablo project that's not Diablo Immortal, the mobile game. BlizzCon, we've gotten confirmation that video exists. It was likely for BlizzCon. Blizzard has come out and said, like, that was not, we did not pull that from BlizzCon. That's for a different project at some other point. I don't know if I believe that. I really feel like Blizzard should have just jumped on that, like, oh, yep, you caught us. We were going to announce Diablo 4. And then just saved so much face. But it's like, we couldn't because we didn't have a good video to show you guys. That could have saved them a lot of PR.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been a good way to jump on that. Like, to a point where I would have thought they planted this leak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But since they're, like, refusing it, like, no, that wasn't for BlizzCon. Now I'm just like, okay, so you were actually admitting to being that inept? that you would...
Because they've said that, like, we knew Diablo 4 was being made.
Like, well, yeah, we know there's another Diablo project, or several Diablo projects on the horizon.
So, but yeah, it's just...
Including a mobile game.
You did dumb.
Blizzard has purposefully not used the word Diablo 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just know that there are other Diablo projects happening. Whatever. Blizzard, please. I say I want to love you, but I do, and I feel like it's unconditional at this point.
I was going to say, you do love them.
And it really is just the worst kind of love I can have for a business.
With your wallet.
Unconditional love for Blizzard. It's the same kind of love I have with Villainous Grounds.
Yeah, except they don't do you dirty.
They don't.
They've never done us dirty.
They take a lot of our money, but...
But they give us a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know how many build-a-figures I have because of them? So many build-a-figures.
And it's not like they're just taking... Like, they're actually giving us deals on this, too. They're working with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, these people are wonderful.
They're the greatest people.
Unconditional
love. They acknowledge
love.
That you're spending money on them.
Yeah.
So much. Blizzard doesn't care. They laugh at me while they're counting it. I have put at least one Blizzard employee's kid through college.
They're counting
by
it like...
By myself.
Like a count from Sesame Street. Like, one.
I didn't know Blizzard owned Riot.
Like, food and all. You paid for, like,
no, Riot,
their boarding
what?
And their food, not just the college. You paid for it all.
That's
they're
what
like
we like
going abroad with how
no,
much.
No, that's Riot money. Blizzard hasn't gotten Riot money
don't,
from
don't
me
say
yet.
Riot money like that. Because I don't want to know that I also did that.
Oh, there's a possibility that Riot Games is working on a new game.
Oh.
Well, they have all of your money that they're able to develop a new game.
I still want to give them money, even though I don't play League that much.
Don't do it.
You know,
yeah,
when I
see,
get
like,
a
did
better
you see the
PC,
K-pop skins?
The Akali one?
They have a set of them.
Now, welcome to my personal hell, Funko Pops. Also, Blizzard, BlizzCon's happened. I still haven't got my Witch Mercy yet.
I haven't got my Zenthulu yet either.
I don't care about your Zenthulu. I want my Witch Mercy.
Oh, boy. I will slap you. Anyway, let's stop talking about Blizzard. So Microsoft has acquired, officially, we got a report about this a while back, but Microsoft has officially acquired Obsidian Entertainment and InXile Entertainment.
Which, this is a very weird, because their XO18 was yesterday, on Saturday.
Okay.
Whenever you're listening to this.
What's that?
That's their, they did a big conference down in Mexico City.
Okay.
And it was basically their, like, PlayStation experience. But it was done by Microsoft, and it was strictly Xbox focused.
Okay.
Less big news coming out of it than I was kind of hoping for. We're not going to go over most anything, because it just isn't. There's 16 games for Game Pass, stuff like that. But that's what they ended on. That was like their big official announcement, which is kind of disappointing. Like, don't get me wrong, it's super cool that now Obsidian is going to be working on something, and like...
And it's going to be for Microsoft.
My cold, dead heart wants them to take over Fable.
Oh, yes, please.
Like, that's what I want. But even still, we're not going to get that for another like 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Because they're, you know, doing this real big push to get... They're buying out companies and... Just like, hey,
basically,
here's all of your money.
Because they recognize that Sony has won in terms of first market,
first
party IPs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, okay, Nintendo actually will forever hold that title, I think. But Sony's definitely beat Microsoft.
The PS4
on that.
Is crushing it.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, Microsoft has nothing.
Microsoft is
got
way behind the pack.
Sunset Overdrive, end of list.
Yeah.
So it's great that they're doing stuff.
Right.
But if this news hadn't already come out, huge deal. But it did, and it was a very poorly kept secret.
Right.
So for which they already said that there wasn't going to be any Halo Infinite, so we knew that wasn't going to be there.
Right.
I don't know.
And boy, I just, especially after the Halo night we had the other night,
mm-hmm.
I need Halo back in my life. So I need Halo Infinite
2020,
to happen.
Buddy.
I have Halo 5.
You should have come played Halo with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So, yeah, that's happening. So cool. More first-party IPs probably coming from Microsoft. Finally justify that Xbox purchase other than, you know, the controller.
Assuming that they will be on this generation.
Yeah.
And they're not just going to come out swinging on that release window. They ain't giving us Rise.
Oh, God. Yeah. No. Because if they actually do wait for this kind of stuff, like, they're all developing for the next gen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Microsoft is just like, we're going to go ahead and be super PR friendly on this generation, and then we're going to come out swinging for the fences with first-party IPs
mm-hmm.
for the new console. I could see that happening.
But there's also the whole, like, now we're at the iterative consoles. So anything that you can play on your Xbox, whatever, or the Scarlet, you can still play on your Xbox One. It's just not going to look as good.
Right.
Yeah. It's all streaming. I don't know.
So anyway, so this next bit of news I'm actually really, really excited about because this is really cool. Esports Arena, one of the biggest things on the West Coast for competitive esports. They just have rooms set up with computers, consoles, etc., that people can come in and play. They host weekly tournaments and all sorts of different stuff. Like, they do fight nights. They do, like, Fortnite game nights. They have Overwatch. Pretty much any kind of a competitive game you can think of, they host in this place.
That's cool.
They have teamed up with Walmart, which, boy, do I hate Walmart, but that's beside the point. They have teamed up with Walmart and are going to start putting esports arenas in Walmarts.
Oh, you drop your kid off and go grocery shopping and come back and get him?
Yeah. they have a similar model to what we have here in this location. It's $5 to let people play per hour.
Oh, God.
Same thing at the esports arenas. They're also going to start selling their own pre-built machines exclusively through Walmart.
Like PCs, I'm guessing?
Computers and stuff like that, which...
I know they have like a couple, but they're not that great for gaming, but yeah.
And Walmart has actually like doubled down a little bit. Like even our Walmart has a surprising selection of high-end PC peripherals now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't used to. Like this is a within the last year sort of like a thing that's happened at Walmart. So, yeah, they're going to exclusively start selling those pre-built systems at Walmart, and they're going to start setting them up. Right now, they have 5 planned. 3 are open at the moment. One in Spokane Valley, Washington. One in Roseville, California. And one in Colorado Springs, Colorado. With 2 more coming, but we don't know what they are. But this, just in general, like, I'm sure that it will never come to Cape.
Yeah.
But if it does, I would be so happy. Because... these kinds of like tournament weekends and like a venue set up specifically for doing tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Sounds super nice.
At least maybe like St. Louis, we could like, you could go like once a month or something if it was closer. Carbondale's not crazy big, but that's kind of close too, so I doubt they'd get one. But.
I would see Cape getting one before Carbondale because the two cities are kind of similarly sized.
Yeah.
And there's some weird tax stuff. Walmart doesn't like Illinois. Yeah. I mean, they're there because they're Walmart.
People in Illinois don't like Illinois.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sorry, Illinois.
I'm just picturing the Walmart, like the Walmart clientele and then competitive PC gaming clientele. Yeah. And now we're just going to put both of them in the same building. So this is a hard miss for me.
God.
It depends on how they do it.
It's but literally this is just, attached to Walmart.
Mm-hmm. But I love The Hunger Games, so it's an amazing hit for me.
Because like I've gone to Walmart, and I've seen those children. And it's like, oh, go play in there.
No. Oh, look on the bright side.
Ain't going to be nothing going on there.
I am never planning on going to a Fortnite weekend, so I will likely avoid.
Kind of want to, though. Just to see it.
Yeah, I'm not going to play in it, but yeah, I'd like to walk by and look.
I mean, I'll put a mic in there and just listen to it. Just like but it will bust my microphone with all the salt. It'll just corrode it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, this is just something that's super cool. And if they have, like, you know, weekly Smash events or something like that, especially once we get really into Smash Brothers, which is going to happen in December, getting back into it.
Less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go to Walmart to play in a tournament. Like, I never got that competitive with it. Like, I don't have any intention on being that. The most competitive I plan on being with it is with you guys, just so I can talk mad trash. And then, yeah, I'll get my ass handed to me, and that's fine. But, like, yeah, that's all I want to do is just talk smack and then get beaten. And then that occasional upset, and I will be insufferable.
But the more time you put into it, mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be like Call of Duty with you, where it's like you picked up Call of Duty so you could play it with us,
mm-hmm.
and then slowly but surely you're like...
I will never, ever, ever go to a Call of Duty event that features other people.
That's a very different thing. No, I'm not going to do that either. Because compared to like people that are good at this game, I'm pretty good at Call of Duty, but I am still like a hair above average.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to see the people that actually play this game competitively, those are the kind of people that we swear at online.
Yeah, no.
Plus, I just spawned.
Oh my God, I said that a few times last night.
I'm glad they got fixed.
Oh, you'll hear it in like an hour.
Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, no, that's really cool. And I hope that ends up being successful because just in general, the idea that esports is becoming commonplace enough for Walmart to get involved, I really, really like that esports is trending up, and because I love esports.
I think this is going to do more for like the common person, like the casual perception of it,
mm-hmm.
because like us at the table, and if you're listening to this show, you probably know that esports is a gajillion-dollar industry.
Yes,
and it's just not mainstream at all.
Right.
So for that mainstream exposure is going to be super cool.
Yep.
Determining on how it goes though, unless it turns into that just like that weird section of Walmart that no one ever wants to go to now.
Because that is one of those things, like, the
kind of
the
put a
downside,
black eye on it a little bit.
I almost feel like I would have been more comfortable with this announcement if they had teamed up with, like, Target.
Best Buy.
Or Best Buy would have been way better.
Yeah.
It would have made way more sense anyway.
If it wasn't dead and gone, Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But here's the thing. Do you really want to, like, what's if it was a Supercenter? You really want to see what the 3 a.m. crowd looks like?
I've seen it. That's when I used to go to Walmart.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the gaming 3 o'clock in the morning crowd.
Oh, they probably will have like weird hours where it's only open until like 11 p.m. or something like that.
Oh, no, I want 24 hours.
No.
No, that's not going to happen.
I mean, they don't keep all their departments open 24 hours. They're definitely not going to do the super niche
thing
going.
Yeah, that's going to be like 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., maybe different hours for nights they have tournaments.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is, I'm excited that esports is getting more exposure. Hopefully it won't be a black eye kind of a situation.
Yeah.
All right. So we're getting striking while the iron's hot here. PUBG is hitting PS4 in December.
I get it.
Even neater is going to be on Xbox Game Pass in 2 weeks.
Nice.
That was one of their opening announcements at the XO18.
So yeah, if you have Game Pass, you could play PUBG for free. But by then, like, because I'm sure it won't be free on PlayStation, it's $40. And Black Friday every year, Call of Duty goes on sale for $40.
Yeah, with blackout mode going. But hey, they just got that super timely Suicide Squad Harley Quinn Joker skins.
Yeah, PUBG is all about striking while the iron's hot. They got their finger on the pulse.
I genuinely feel bad for them.
I do too.
Because they revolutionized and introduced this entire gaming genre. And then Fortnite swoops in, eats their lunch, comes back for seconds, steals their dessert, and just as it's like bloodied mess is starting, it's the demon at As Above, So Below. It gets stiff-armed by the one lady, and it finally like gets itself back up to its feet, and then just blackout mode.
It Braun Strowman dumped.
Blackout mode comes and just lays its waste. And then Battlefield has
a Battle Royale mode.
That one's coming out. A lot of people are excited for it, which it's not coming out at launch is weird.
That is kind of weird.
But it's coming still, so yeah.
Because the thing is, like,
I do feel bad for them, but it is one of those things where it's kind of hard not to laugh.
Especially, like, with Fortnite. Fortnite really did just, like,
dude,
the words you described don't quite hit it. Because the extra little bit of history there for you guys that don't know, PUBG is built on the engine that, it's built on the Unreal Engine. And Fortnite is made by Unreal, Fortnite is made by the people that own the engine that PUBG is built on.
Yeah.
So they really just kind of like took that concept and made a nearly identical game, but a little bit more cartoony.
And to
really kick them in the teeth, they made it free. That's the big kicker.
I mean, that's not the full story because like they made, because Fortnite's free to play. But it's part of the Save the World because the main Fortnite game is a purchasable, which I think I heard that that was actually going free to play too.
That would surprise me.
Which I actually kind of want to play that.
I do too.
But
3D tower
wasn't
defense
doing,
games are cool.
It wasn't doing great, but then they introduced this building mechanic that they already had as part of the Save the World game. So they introduced that into the battle royale genre. And then, it exploded. They did, and then they had, like, the battle passes, so you had actual, like, goals and things to work towards on top of just playing the game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor PUBG.
PUBG got the raw end of the stick right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, like you said, when it's starting to normalize a little bit, they release a few updates. PUBG is working better than it's ever worked.
It's still not working great, though.
Then Treyarch hits you with blackout mode,
mm-hmm.
which, from all reports, is PUBG if it worked.
Yep.
Oh.
And actually looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Which just, ouch. Because it doesn't help that, like, PUBG looks great for what it is. Like, this is an indie developer that used the Unreal Engine to make something cool that got stupid popular.
Mm-hmm.
And versus, you know, like Fortnite and Blackout Mode, which have the backing of huge publishers
mm-hmm.
with all kinds of money. Yeah. Oh.
No, I mean, whenever the video or history of video games is written, their name will be in there.
PUBG will absolutely be in there.
But...
Yeah.
There's a but.
Yeah, they'll have a paragraph and they'll be like 4 pages.
Be like, yeah, they
so that game Fortnite that everyone is still playing, there was a game before that
it's
called
just, and
PUBG.
Actually, it's just starred. It's the asterisk and you gotta go to the bottom of the page.
It's a footnote. Like, yeah, I mean, but they got that footnote at least. If they don't have a paragraph, they'll at least be in the footnote of video game history.
Yeah. Oh, that's unfortunate. That is really unfortunate for them. And I mean, granted, like, which I say that PUBG still has like several million players.
Yeah, it's still doing okay.
They just don't have like several million concurrent players like Fortnite.
Right,
does.
When that number was never going to stop.
Right.
Like just setting all sorts of records on Steam and.
Yeah. Well, not on Steam because Fortnite's not on Steam.
Is it not?
Nope. They have their own launcher.
Of course they do.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because I remember having to download the launcher.
But it was beating things that were on Steam.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah.
Because yeah, you could still see the concurrent users. And then it started beating Twitch streams. And then it just started beating everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now PUBG is... They were... Right when Fortnite released, they were kind of equal. And then PUBG just sort of has gone littler and littler compared to Fortnite.
Yeah.
Because just everybody jumped over. Anyway. The free part is just the real woof.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the last thing I was going to talk about here, just it was kind of rapid fire out what we got left. Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, has been announced for January 18th, 2019. Well, we already had the game announced, but we finally got the release date. January 18th, 2019 for the Switch. I'm really excited for the game. The first one, I still haven't played the sequel, but I loved the first No More Heroes.
Okay.
Super fun arcade hack and slash game. 3D hack and slash game. One of the only ones that use motion controls well on the Wii. Trine has been announced for the Switch. One is out now. 2 and 3 are coming. Those are super fun.
They're on Steam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, they are. They're like the 2.5D side scroll puzzle platformer, but with different character classes, different like magic and stuff like that that you can use in up to 4 players simultaneously. Nice. Which it's really, really fun. It's super fun to just kill an hour or two in. Warframe Fortuna update release. So if you haven't been in Warframe in a while, or if you're looking for a free-to-play game that's not Fortnite, check out Warframe. It is super fun. Really well polished.
It will be getting mouse and keyboard support for Xbox.
Neat.
Soon.
Yeah, no, it is super fun game. Ridiculously pretty.
Oh, it's very pretty.
So pretty. Crackdown 3, we got an official release date for that for February 15th, 2019. If you haven't played the first Crackdown, I highly recommend you do so. And if you have an Xbox One, it's free on the Microsoft Store right now. Yep. You can download it and play it.
It's backwards compatible.
Yep. As of Sunday, November 11th, it is currently free. I don't think it will be much longer.
Yeah, it was like a limited window that they announced at the XO18.
Yep.
Also, with that Crackdown 3 release date, we got a new trailer where it's... Terry Crews running away from the character he plays in Crackdown.
God.
And then they announced a new game mode called something.
If it's Battle Royale, I'm not buying the game.
No, it's two teams of five. It's two teams of five and
versus 100.
I can't tell if it's because I looked up the Final Fantasy thing. I can't tell if it's just a TDM or if it's like your goal is to destroy as much of like because there's two maps that you have.
Basically, it's a Splatoon style thing.
Kind of, yeah, where you like you destroy the as much as you can.
That would be really fun.
Wrecking Zone. As they're tasked with destroying buildings, leveling environments, and toppling skyscrapers.
No, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
All right. All future DLC minus one for Final Fantasy XV has been canceled.
And the project, the person who showed up to save. He saved Final Fantasy Online, and then, was it 14? The one that they...
The 14 was online.
Yeah.
The one that came out, it was so 15 bad.
15 was online, right?
No,
15, it was 14 was the 14. Bro car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For, 14 was so bad at launch, they literally did a universe wipe and said, JK, here's the real game now, because this guy fixed it.
And it was free for that period of time, a really long time.
Did 15, and then, yeah, they had 4 DLCs announced, only one of them is coming out, and then the other 3 have been canceled, and he has left Square Enix.
Yep.
So
apparently they done him dirty, and then they're gonna do all of you dirty that bought like any of that DLC.
He did a statement, and it sounded like it was an amicable split. I know a lot of people are just hoping that it's a thing where he's like, no, I want to go do my own thing now. Yeah. But also, we're just going to cancel all of this.
You just be nice to Nomura.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom Hearts. I need those games.
And Smash DLC characters apparently have been decided and are locked in. We still don't know what they are. Importantly, Sakurai approved them, but they were not his idea. These were characters that were proposed by Nintendo. They had the final say. Well, not the final say.
Nintendo was like, do this character. And Sakurai either said, we can make this character work, or I don't think there's a way this character can work.
Yep.
But yeah, the five that we're going to get are chosen by Nintendo and Sakurai approved.
Yep. Which means we are almost certainly getting all just first-party Nintendo characters for that DLC. So if you're expecting any like spin-off, like anything else from Capcom, Konami, or Sega, or Square, or anything like that, not going to happen.
So thinking about it, like in the time that we've done the show since we mentioned that, I think there is a way that they could be third-party characters, and it's if those third-party games get a new game on the Switch.
It's a possibility.
And then they start using it to like hype that up.
Sora?
Definite possibility.
Oh, God, don't. Because he's a sword wielder, I'm going to be horrible at him, but that would be my main.
I would feel so bad abandoning young Link.
But... Sora. Can you imagine what the alt skins would be? We would get Christmas and Halloween.
I mean, well, you know, like, we're going to get another Pokemon, at least one.
Yeah.
Probably.
From the new generation of Pokemon, whenever we get that, like, any kind of an announcement.
Oh, I don't know.
Because we got another Fire Emblem game on the way, so we're going to get a Fire Emblem character from that, at least one, if not two.
Oh, I wonder what they're going to play like.
In fairness, Corrin and Robin both have very different play styles to the rest of the Fire Emblem characters.
How other characters do they have?
Do what?
How many Fire Emblem characters are there?
Oh, like eight.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. So if we have two different play styles for eight characters.
There are more Pokemon than there are Fire Emblem characters.
But how many play styles are between those characters?
How many Pokemon types are there?
I mean, you're only talking about Roy and Marth and Ike and Lucina that are all swords. I don't know. But they do different swordy things. Yeah.
Plus, half the Fire Emblem characters are echoes. We're not going to get into this argument anymore. We're finishing this argument.
He says as he loses the argument.
We can talk about it off air. I ain't lost nothing. We can talk about it off air if you want, but I'm not going to talk about it on the show anymore. Instead, we're going to close out. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time.